And by Flavelle International University, offering a fascinating online Bachelor of Arts degree in the Great Books. Financial aid available. More at flavelleonline.com.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 2nd of June, 2007. It's the birthday of the novelist Carol Shields, born in Oak Park, Illinois, 1935. She was a mother. She had five children to raise, all the housework to do, had only one free hour every day between 11 and noon. So every day she'd plan out in her mind what she wanted to write, and at 11 a.m. she'd write as fast as she could, usually about two pages. Finished her first novel, Small Ceremonies, that way. Finished it in 9 months. Came out in 1976. She was 41 years old. Her first big success was The Stone Diaries in 1993, the fictional biography of a woman named Daisy Goodwill Flett, who lives for more than 90 years, goes from rural Manitoba to Sarasota, Florida, marries several men, raises children, writes a gardening column, and whose final thought at the end of her life is, "I am not at peace." Shields wrote this novel as a kind of scrapbook with excerpts of letters and diaries and newspaper articles, even included photographs. So she wanted to give the reader a sense that the character might have been a real person. The Stone Diaries won the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction, 1995. Became a big bestseller. It's the birthday of the novelist and poet Thomas Hardy, born in Higher Bockhampton in Dorset, England, 1840. One of the few writers considered both a great poet and a great novelist. It was on this day in 1977 the short story writer Raymond Carver quit drinking. His writing had started to get recognized, but his alcoholism grew worse and worse. A doctor told him he had only 6 months to live unless he quit drinking, and so he did. He later said, "If you want the truth, I'm prouder of that I quit drinking than I am of anything in my life." He died of lung cancer 11 years later, and once described those last 11 years of his life as pure gravy. Here's a poem for today by Robert Phillips, entitled Grandfather's Cars. "Every 2 years he traded them in, as soon as the ashtrays get full," he said with good humor. "Always a sedate four-door sedan, always a Buick, always dark as the inside of a tomb. Then one spring, Grandfather took off to trade, returned, parked proudly in the driveway. 'Shaven haircut, two bits,' blared the horn. Grandmother emerged from the kitchen into daylight, couldn't believe her eyes. Grandfather sat behind the wheel of a tomato-red Lincoln convertible, the top down. 'Shaven a haircut, two bits.' 'Roscoe, whatever are you thinking?' she cried. Back into the kitchen she flew. No matter how many times he leaned on that horn, she wouldn't return. So he went inside, found her decapitating strawberries with scorn. 'Katie, what's wrong with that automobile? All my life, I've wanted something sporty.' He stood there, wearing his Montgomery Ward brown suit and saddle shoes. His face was warty. She wiped her hands along her apron, said words that cut like a bandsaw. 'What ails you? They'll think you've turned fool. All our friends are dying like flies, all. You can't drive that thing in a funeral procession.' He knew she was right. He gave her one baleful look, left, and returned in possession of a four-door Dodge, black, practical as nails. Grandfather hated that car until the day he died." A poem by Robert Phillips, Grandfather's Cars, from Spinach Days, published by the Johns Hopkins University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryoutloud.org for more information. Engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.